six lines from the bottom. We had in the Mishnah, Bishla Gabi Gecholim, here in the Brais, I'm sorry, Bishla Gabi Gecholim, Divrei Hakel, Hapas Muteres. Even though there's a Machloikis, Rabbi in the Rabbonon, if you say Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, that is Davke Eitzim, but if you was cooked on Gabi Gecholim, so Divrei Hakel, Hapas Muteres. And Taisvis learns Pshat in the Sugya, that the heter of Gecholim is Alt Kolan Yisrofim Afron Muter. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmur, Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Now, when does it have a shame eifel? There are different stages in Gecholim. There's the stage of Gecholim Oimemois that the Kvuyais Rashi says, the Kamat extinguished. They're still generating heat, but they're good, they're burnt out already. They're not glowing coals. So one said, it's Gecholim Oimemois. Then it's considered that it's Eifel, it has a Mikar Adin, it has a Din Eifel. And then, Rabbi Yehuda is Moida, that there's no Eitzim. Avul Gecholim Leichashois, but if there are glowing coals, and they're burning a little bit, so Asurim, that means, so if there's still something in them to burn, so that means, so there's still Eitzim in them. So then Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi holds that they say Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas. Chad Omar, Afilu Gecholim Leichesho Isnami Mutor. And one man the Omar says, when it came to a matter of Gecholim, even though it's Leichesho, it also has a din of Eifer, or according to Rashi, it has a locha of Einei Be'en, Ha'isa Kolo, and it's also Mutor according to Rabbi. So the Shaila is, when is this man of transition from Eitzim to Eifel? So we have a Machlokes Amiroim. One man the Omer says, Tavke Gecholim Oimemois, but something less than that is still a Teres Eitzim according to Rebbe. And one says, no, Gecholim Leicheshais also is Ois Eitz, and has a Teres Eifel, and it is Mutter. Let us see Rashi, Gecholim Oimemois, Kivuyois. Kedachsiv Arozim Loi Omemu. So that means Loi Omemu is a Loshon Hashchora, they didn't become dark. Metageminon Keya Amya. Metageminon is another Raya. This Pshat in Rashi is in Keya Hanega. So the Targum says Amya. So we see a Loshon Sarashi is bringing two Rayas. It's not a targum of Arozim Loyim Emu. This is the targum from Imkeya Anega, so the targum says Amya. So Kapanim see Amya is a Loshin Keya, a Loshin Kvuyais. Loichashais Gecholim Boyarais. Nirais Kemisnanais Veloichashais Zulezu. Look the Gemara weiter. Bishleim Elamanda Oma Loichashais Asurim. According to Mandi Yomar that holds, according to Rebbe, Leiche Shaisa also, Mishum Diyesh Shvach Eitzim Bepas. Leiche Shaisa is also called Shvach Eitzim. There's still Eitzim there. Elo Mandi Yomar Filo Leiche Shaisa Mutorais. Pas the Osa, Diyesh Shvach Eitzim Bepas, Le Rebbe Heichem Ashkachaslo. So if calls, Gecholim Leiche Shaisa also Mutor, so, where do we have a tier of Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas according to Rebbe? Heichi Mashkachas Lo. Omar Rav Pope, Kshavuke Kenegdoi. So, Trashi Asurim Le Rebbe, Kenegdoi Keneged HaPas, Mavir HaEitzim Befi HaTano. Now, I'm not clear in the Gemara, Be'etzim, the essence of the Gemara is, we are clearing a shaila when there's a transition between Eitz and Eifer. The shaila is, when does it get a Teres Eifer? Does it get a Teres Eifer by Amuma Oimemois, or does it get a Teres Eifer by Leichashais? So the Gemara asks the Kasha, if it has a Teres Eifer by Leichashais, so when is it also? According to Rabbi, so the lechere, the shaila was in the fuel. The shaila is the fleiche shais is called eifer. So when isn't it called eifer? So the gemara should say eitzim. The Gemara differentiates in the type of flame. The din is not on the flame, the din is in the fuel. There's loichashayis, the loichashayis is gecholim, and this is eitzim. The Gemara says, avuke kenegdoi, such a flame of an avuke. I mean, I don't know why the Gemara is speaking about the flame. The Gemara should say, when it's not gecholim, when he's madlik, when it's still eitzim. It seems there's something to it. The Gemara is loichashayis, avuke kenegdoi, but kaponim, the din of the Gemara is that, that avuke kenegdei, then there's eitzim. Kenegdei mavir ha-eitzim b'piyatano. Then you have eitzim which are burning. It's not kecholim, it is eitzim. God, the Pshavtu Yehama was ma'ira. We'll have later in Taisvus. Taisvus says the normal steiger is that they used to bake with kecholim. They didn't bake with eitzim. So that's the normal oifen. So it was ma'ira if avuke kenegdoi, l'chayre, it should be shaloi kederech hano. L'chayre, if the derech hashimush is that this is used, Taisa says, Claude, they used to bake with gecholim. It's a Rashi in Sukkah also. They didn't bake with wood. When it became gecholim, then that's Loshen of Rashi. Rashi says in Sukkah, the derech hafiyah havi b'gecholim. Rashi says, yotu mishenasu gecholim oifen b'hem. That was the derech hafiyah. So that was the derech hanoh of eitzim. Avuke kenegdoi was mistomen not the derech hanoh. So what is pshat in the Gemara's teret? So like this, it wouldn't be too gefelach. We're speaking about klaya kerem. Klaya kerem is also shaloi kederech. But we're speaking about ola also. And we had a marsha that says Rava holds klai kerem is also muter shaloi kederech. So it's a bissel modne. Why is it taka osar? It's shavuke kenegdoi. The Gemara says eitzim. We want to say what's the tzir of eitzim which are also bahanomin atayra? That's from the Gemara's kasha. Shavuke kenegdoi, according to Rabbi, it is also bahanomin atayra. The Gemara is going to ask mechlal the rabbon on the pligi alei. Rabbanon hu acholik an Rabbi shari afilu shavuke kenegdoi. Ala eitzim di sura la rabbanon eichem ashkachas lo. If avuke kenegdoi is also considered that the eish is coming from the mashahu an israf, the eish is coming from the eifah shaboi. So where do you have eitzim which are also bahano? You're allowed to have a no from them. Basis according to Rabbi, that eitzim de asura the pasuk which Asad Eitzim is speaking about Avuke Kenegdoi. So I say that's also in our Torah. Eitzim the Surah Bon Hechem Ashkachaslu. Omar Rav Ami Bar Chome Bishar Shifa. So Rav Ami Bar Chome said Bishar Shifa with a benkel. That means Einach Anami. The Torah, that the Torah Asad Eitzim Bahano, the Torah never meant to Asad Eitzim the Torah's fuel. The Torah's fuel, you're always having Hano from the Mashu Anisraf. So it's muta bahano. So that was the Torah meant to ask bahano. If you'll make a benkel out of it, so then that is also bahano. Eitzim di surah zok rashi de mitzri bahano le rabbonon heichem ashkachas lo. And with the Gemara b'shar shifa. Kisei leishev olof. Oy la doim raglov. Ta nosan kshem be'en vayidei mamish. They're having hano from the eighth kufa. Avol hanoas hesek ein hanoaso elo leachem biyuroi. After it's already burnt, I bishas biyuroi. And it says that it's not ban anymore. So there, according to the rabbonon, it's not also. Zok toisves mechlal the rabbonon shoruk sheavuke kenegdai. The Rabbanon hold, afilu, when it's avuke kenegdoi, the Rabbanon hold that it is mutter, because the eish is coming from the mashu anisra. That's what Taisus had said on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis. The Rabbanon sovin and shvach eitzim bepat, afu bi shavuke kenegdoi, shal heves ein abo min ha-eitzim, ala machmas mashu anisra. In kenabu kemai gecheles ein isabet. Bintayma el rabbonon hoyel u ba'avuke kenegdoi choshev kemoi shal heves bo min ha-gecholim. So if it is considered that the flame is coming from Gecholim, my porich besoif lulav agozel, agozel eitzim, v'ika eitzim de mishchon shanosan ubiyuron shoved. The Gemara says there as follows. The Gemara says that the chafetzim, which kedushas shviyis is chal on them, is only such chafetzim that hanosan ubiyuron shoved. For example, it says, the pasuk says, lochem la'ochlo, so we learn out, just like by achila, the hano and the beer of the macholim come bebas achat. So in oichlam have kedusha shviyis. So another chayfetz, which is similar to oichlam, that hanosan ubiyuran shove, also has kedusha shviyis. Lafuki eitzim. Eitzim there, Rashi says, first your mevayah, that's the Rashi we mentioned before in Sukkah, mishenasil gecholim oifen bohem. That means normally, samazai eitzim, which are used for fuel, so first it becomes gecholim, so first you're mevayah it, and then you derive hanor. So the hanor comes after the beer. The hanor comes after the beer, so this is not similar to eichlim, so it doesn't have kedusha shviyus. That's what the Gemara says. So eitzim which grow in shviyus do not have kedusha shviyus because it's not dumye to macholim, which have hanosan abiyuran shavu. Frag the Gemara. What about eitzim de mishchon? Eitzim de mishchon is eitzim of azayis that was used for a torch. Shehanosan ubiyuran shavu. There the Gemara says, so that should have kedusha shviyus. If you're using these eitzim to serve as a torch, so it's hanosan ubiyuran shavu. The eitzim which are used to bake with, so first you make it a gechela, so it's hanosan ach ubiyuran. But the eitzim which are used for a torch is hanosan ubiyuran shavu. But according to the Chachamim hold that the Hanor comes after the beer. That means the Eish comes from the Mashu Anisrof. So first it is burnt and then I have Hanor. So what's the Gemara's Kash? Is Vaitonit Hanor son of Biuron Shove? Vaitach Toises of Bishas Hanor Mubo'orin Ein Kvar Bemokim Ashal Heves. So it's Hanor son Acha Biuron. If it's Hanor son Acha Biuron, so what's the Gemara's Kash? Yeshloima. So Taisus answers, the Mishum Shir Muad Kazeh, that split second, that the Hano comes a split second after the beer, Lechoshev Hano Acha Biyuran Linyan Shvi, not considered Hano Acha Biyuran, Shrei Bachile, the Mino Yalfinen Hosom, Leka Legamri Hano Biyuran Shove. By Achille, it's also the same thing. Mistama, first you chew up the food and then you swallow the food. So Lamaise, the beer ha'oichel comes before the hano. Avapiken, that's considered, it's somuchloi, it's different than gecholim. Gecholim is first you have to make the eitzim gecholim, and then you derive benefit from the gecholim. So that's called hanosan acha biyurim. But that what is only a sheer muet between the beer and the hano, that's considered hanosan biyuron shov. Loime matinon elashar eitzim she'ein hanosan elashar la'acha she'nasu gecholim legamri. So that's by mele is good. Ule Rebbe, according to Rebbe, eitzim de loy mishchon nami havalei lemesa. Now, according to Rebbe, Eitzim de loy mishchon nami havalei lemesa de ledidei kshavuke kenegdoi hanosan ubiyuron shove. So Taisus asks, by all Eitzim should also have kedusha shviyis, because by avuke kenegdoi hanosan ubiyuron shove. So now, this Taisus kasha is the chapela. Why did Taisus chepa with Rebbe? Taisus is asking now a new kasha. By Avuka Kenegdoi, so Taisus is asking, according to Rebbe, it should be called Hanosan Ubiyuron Shov, and it should be Kedusha Shviyas. And according to the Rabbanan, Taisus just said a minute ago, that according to the Rabbanon, even though it's Tahno Acher Rabir, but this is only a small Zman, so it's also called Anosna Biur and Shavit. So why all of a sudden is Tosfos asking Akasha according to Rabbi? So I found Baruch Hashem that Dvar Shmuel asks the Kasha, it blives by Tzorchion. It's mamish like, why is Tosfos asking according to Rabbi? This is Akasha according to the Rabbanon also. The all Eitzim, Nabla Le Mesa, the Ludideg, Shabuke Kenek, they are Nosan Biur and Shavit. The Ikala Meima, Hoyel V'Roiv Hano Acher Biur. So Tosfos says, since by these Eitzim, the Roiv Hano is Acher Biur. That means the normal Shimush of Eitzim, which are used for fuel, is with Gecholim. Islam Lameimed Le Osra Teire Behem. That the Torah did not aser Eitzim, that means even though there is a shimush of Eitzim, which is hanosan ubiyuran shavit, that is the shimush of you using it as fuel, shavuke kenegdoi, but the shimush is not roiv of the shimush, the ikar shimush is when it is a gecheles, so it's hanosan achabiyu. Avotayme. Leman the Oma loicheshois le Rebbe asurim. According to the man the Oma that holds that loicheshois is also according to Rebbe. So, what the Tosfos just say now that the ikur shimush of eitzim for fuel is b'shaset agachelet. That's the ikur shimush. So you don't look at the shimush of avuka kenegde. That's not the eitz is not oimet for that shimush. The ikur shimush is when it becomes a gecheles. Like the Tosfos, according to Rebbe, if Rebbe holds, according to Man Yom, holds according to Rebbe, that loicheshois are also, so loicheshois is considered shvach eitzim, so it's called shvach eitzim, so my male effect of Tosfos, l'man doma loicheshois l'Rebbe asurim, amai loi osa, Bechol Eitzim b'shviyis, so he should ask all Eitzim with Kedusha Shviyis. Shreyei Nosan u'biyurin shove, hoyo b'loi choshev lumel, v'oreish k'shein loi cheshois, the ba'oisen have iker hano, prektach toizviz. Eis, the iker shimush of Eitzim is when it is a gecholim loi cheshois. That's how it was used. That was the roif shimush of Eitzim that were used for fuel. Reiv Shimush was, they made it a Gecheles, and then it was used as, then used to bake on Gecholim, like we mentioned before, the Loshen of Rashi in Sukkah. Shenasu Gecholim Oifen Behem. That was the normal Shimush of Eitzim. They made it a Gecheles. In fact, the Tosfos, according to Rebbe, that this is called Shvach Eitzim, it's not called Mevur, it's called Shvach Eitzim. So according to Rebbe, so all Eitzim should have Kedusha Shviyis because it's Hanosam Ubiyuran Shavit. That means I'm having Hanor when it is still Eitzim, not Hanosam Acha Biyuran. So why don't all Eitzim have Kedusha Shviyis? It would seem from Tosfos, Tachzimel, we have an insight what the Machloikis is between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Rebbe holds that b'shas is gecholim, it's not called mevu'oreis. The chachomim hold, it is called mevu'oreis. That's the Ivrei and Tosfos. So it would seem, and now we have a machloikis, Rebbe holds that the eish comes from the eitzim, and the chum holds the eitz comes from the mashu and nisra. So what is the machloikis between Rebbe and the chachomim? The machloikis of Rebbe and the Chachamim are scientific machloikis, how an eish comes. Does an eish come from the mashu and nisraf? Does the eish come from the be'en? But that's me from this thesis is mevu'a fakert. That means, be'emison, there are three matzovim. There's a matzov of eight, there's a matzov of gecheles, and then there's an in-between matzov. Between eight and gecheles. And that is where the eish comes from. And that is the matzav of Gecholim Loicheshois. That is this matzav. What shem does this matzav have? That is the machloikis between Rabbi and the Rabbonim. The eish comes from the mashu, this mashu and nisra, that create the nation. Everyone is moided that there's some sefer in order that the Eish should come about. But this matzav, does this have a shame gacheles? Does this have a shame eight? This is a in-between matzav, and that is the machloikis Rebbe and the Rabbonim. Rebbe holds it has a shame eight. So that's different. Rebbe says, Shviyeshvach eitzim bepas. Therefore, Taisnes Akasha, so if a gacheles leicheshes, gacholim leicheshes has a din of eitzim, so there should be Kedusha Shviyat. It's a nosen of a Yuran Shovet. The Chachamim hold this matzev of Gecholim Leicheshois, this has a din of Gachelas already. This has a din of Kolayis, so this has a din of Afran Mutter. So Memele, and this is always existent whenever you have a fire, you have this matzev already. So therefore the Chachamim hold Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepas, because the Eish does not come from a substance that is a Teres Eit on it, it comes from a substance that has a Teres Gachelas on it, Teres Eifer. Zog de Gemara weiter. Boi minei romi balchome mirafchizde. Tanu sheisikoi ba'atei hegdish. Ba'ofa boi apas, l'rabonon z'shoru b'kamaisa mai. If a person was masik a tanu with atei hegdish, what will be the din according to the rabon? Omalei a pas asule. So here the Rabbanu will be made that the pas is also. Fragte Gemore uma ben zula ola. Why did the Rabbanu change their opinion? By ola the Rabbanu hold a pas muteres. Why by atzei hegdish do they hold the pas is asule? We'll soon see what the kash is, but let's go a little further. Omar Rove Hochi Hashtag. Ola betayla b'masayim, ola is bottle b'masayim, hegdish afilu be'elef lay bottle. Hegdish is not bottle afilu be'elef. So my mail is a big chilek. Now this gemara is Sisrei Teire, what is the shakla v'tari over here? So be'emisnin there are two mahalchim, how to learn pshat in the gemara. The Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz says here pshat, he asks a boire dike kasha on the gemara, the same kasha the Mashal asks. He asks a meiridike kasha. The way we're learning the Gemara Elach, that Hatesis learned the Gemara, that the Machloikis, Rebbe and the Rabbonin is if Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, or does the Pas come from the Eitz, or does the Pas come from the Mashua Nisra, from the Gacheles? And Taisvitz was Mevayer and Afravova Medveis, and if it comes from the Gacheles, it's Mutter, Val Kolan is Rofen, Afron Mutter. So it's coming from a Dovra Mutter, therefore, it's Mutter. So what will be, according to Toisvis, if you have something that the Eifer is also, so according to the Chachomim, it will be also. The Gemara says later, we're going to have soon a Gemara, Kolan is Rofen, Afron Mutter, Chutz Me'atze Yashere, Ve'efer Hegdish Loilamosa. The Eifer of Hegdish is also. So Memele, so the Gemara cleared a shaila, what's the din if a person baked a pas on Atzei Hegdish? So what should we say? Tzicha Osa, because Afron is Osa. The whole longness of the Chum is because it comes from Eifa, comes from the Masha and Nisra, but Eifa Hegdish is Osa. But Migdav Zugnas is Osa. So he told them it's Osa. So he asked, why? What's the difference between Ola? So he answers him, Ola's bottle by Matzayim, Hegdish Belov Leba, Maretach Nitzim Zach. It's Poshit. So therefore, the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz and the Mashal and the Meiri learn a nupshat from the Gemara. That's poshet, that the Eifer is also. Now the Gemara is clearing, if what happens, let us know, we'll see the Lashon HaGemara. Tanu shehisikoi ba'atzei hektish. Atanu chodosh shehisiku ba'atzei hektish. So the Tanu became also, I feel according to the Chachomim, because Yeshvach Eitzim, the Eifer is also, so everyone holds Yeshvach Eitzim Betanu, so the Tanu Chodosh is also. Finished. Now he went and took Eitzim De Teire, and he was baked a pas with a Tanu Shel Issa, and a Tanu Shel Issa, and Eitzim Shel Heta, L'Rabonon, according to the Rabonon, holds Zeveze Goyrim is Mutter, that's L'Rabonon Kamaisa, that means we hear the hear a Rabbonon that holds the Bishlo, that the Tanu Chodosh is Yutzan. We hear a Rabbonon Tanu Chodosh is Yutzan. According to Rabbonon, they hold that Tanu Chodosh is Yutzan. They hold Zev is a Goyrim. We hold Zev is a Goyrim is Mutter. So if we hold Zev is a Goyrim is Mutter, so Memele, so what will be the din by Hegdish? Oh, now it's a new Shaila. So he told them that it's awesome. If you hold by, this is a shayla of Zev is a goyim. So just like by Ola, you say Zev is a goyim is also. So who are then by Hegdish? Just like by Ola, you say Zev is a goyim is mutter. So by Hegdish also say Zev is a goyim is mutter. That's his kasha. Omar Rove, Hochi Hashte, Ola betayla b'mosayim. Hegdish afilu be'elef lay bottles. As the Rove said, it's not sushta. All is bottle b'masai. Hegdish afilu be'elef lay bottles. What is pshat in the Gemara now? So, the Miluim wants to say pshat in the Gemara as follows. There's a Muyim de Keran in Avei Dezore. The Ran says, what is the lomdis of Zeviz Agoyrim? You have Agoyrim shall Iser and Agoyrim shall Heter. It's Mutter. So the Ran says, just like if you have a dover be'en, there's a din bittle, chad betray bottle. If you have a goyrim, you have a goyrim, you have two goyrimim, it's chad bechad ver bottle. Here you're not using the be'en, you're just, this is a goyrim that's becoming a pasa, this is a goyrim that's becoming a pasa, you have two goyrimim. So here is a din, chad bichad becomes bottle. So al kaponim, the oimik, a heter of zev is a goyrim, is built on the gdorim of bittle. That the goyrim shall isel becomes bottle to the goyrim shall heter. By goyrimim, there's a din, chad bichad bottle. So memele, so he told them beautifully. So he told them, he says, when do you say Zev is a goyrim is mutter? That's tafke by Ola. Because Ola is a bar bittel. Good, there's a shir of Messiah. So by goyrim you don't need the shiurim. That's in the end. But by goyrim we have a din of chad b'chad bottle. Over by hegdish afilu be'elef loy bottle. That means hegdish is as a chayfetz. That is mufke midini bittel. So afilu Zev is a goyrim will also be also. That's what he told them. What's next to? Yeah. If there is a kasha to ask on this psak, why is it also there's a different kasha? Well, that if this person was took asay hegdish and he used it lahadloke, so he was mayul. We have a different problem. That al yedei me'ile, hegdish goes out l'chulin. So me'mele, so you don't have a zev as a goyrim. That means as soon as you kindle the atzei hegdish to make the tano the first time, so that alone is a yitzia me hegdish l'chulin. So it's mutter already. So mola masik nafkalo lechuna. Omar Rav Papa hocha ba'atzei shlomim askinim. Here we're speaking about etzim that he was magdish for kedusha shlomim. It was magdish d'meyim, the kedusha shlomim. That means with the domim of these etzim, he'll sell the etzim to buy shlomim, and it has the same. The hegdish shlomim is equivalent to shlomim alone. So just like by Kedusha Shlomim, there's no din mila. By Kochim Kalim, there's no din mila. So by the Atzei Shlomim, there's also the no din mila. And if there's no din mila, there's no din of Yetzia Lechulun. The din of Yotza Lechulun is totally in the Chiyuve mila. Abu Chana Vasim says, we would think fakert, that the Chiyuv mila is because it was Yotza Lechulun, that's what is the Chiyuv mila. But the Gemara says it's the other way around. That when is it yotza lechulin if there's chiyuv emile and then a hegdish that there's no chiyuv emile, so it's not yotza lechulin. Where do we see this yisoid? From Rabbi Yehuda, Valibid Rabbi Yehuda, the Oma Hegdish B'Shoigik Mischalo. The person is Nenemin Hegdish B'Shoigik, and there is Achiyav Me'ila B'Shoigik. It's Mischalo, so the Hegdish goes out L'chula. B'Meize, but if a person was Nenemin Hegdish B'Meize, and B'Meize, there are no Dine Me'ila, Ene Mischalo. B'Meizid my time alloy. Why B'Meizid does it not go out L'chulam? Given the love by Me'ilu and Nafik L'chulam. So we see from Rabbi Yehuda this Yisod that the Havkol L'chulam is Toli, the Havkol L'chulam is Toli in the Chiyav Milah. So Me'mele Shlomim Nami. So the Ba'atzei Shlomim, given the love by Milah, Nina Le Nafik L'chulam. Is there such a yesod that the din of yotze lechulin is totally in the chi of mila? Vasanya kol anisrofim afron muta chutz me'atze yashayra ve'efa hegdish lo'ilam osa. So we see efa hegdish is lo'ilam osa. It's always osa. So why is Eifah Hegdish Lo Ilam Osa when there'll be Chiyuvei Me'ila? So it shouldn't be Lo Ilam Osa, it should be Yaitse L'chula. So Taisva says, V'raminu kol nisrof ma'avim osa luk mi be'atzei shlomim. Now, we could have said that this is speaking about Atzei shlomim. That kol nisrof and the kutvi Eifah Hegdish of shlomim, which there's no Chiyuv Me'ila, Me'ila there's no Din Yaitse L'chula. The Ma could have said that. The Ma says a different test. Oma Rami Bachome, talking about a different case. Kigoin shen noflo dleike mi eileo ba'atzei hegdish. The leke inish de nimo. That what the Baraisa says, atzei hegdish is loy lamosa, speaking about that there was no etzo, there was no chiyav mila. It started burning by itself. So there's no chiyav mila, so teretz lo yotze lechula. One teretz. Rav Shmaya Omar ba'oison shetu'unin gnize. Sanya v'somay benachas v'somay kuloy v'somay shaloy yefaza. So that means that we're speaking about it was not noflod leikem yaleh, but it was they were madlikit not in an oifen of mila. We're talking about trumas adeshen. So the hadlok it was l'shem mitzvah, but by trumas so it's zichanod in mila. Now, all the time we have a klal that Mishnasas Mitzvos is Shuvein Me'alimboy, but we have a miut by Trumas Hadesh, even though it's Nasas Mitzvos is also Me'alimboy. So Me'mele, so the Beraisa Mekitza, the Gemara is telling us Okimtes, the Gemara is telling us Okimtes that there are tziyurim that there's no din Me'ile, and therefore it is also Bano. Before we see Rashi, let us see Taisvis. Hegdish afilu be'elef loibotl. Teimo machoyme rizu. Loi hegdish dovo sheyesh loi matirim hu. Al yedechilu. Hegdish is a dovo sheyesh loi matirim hu al yedechilu. Mitam zayn dinay li yez botl. Afilu bisakal afilu midrabonon kedemrinen bereish beya. What is Pshat and Taisvis Kasha? So, Avnei Miluim learns Pshat and Taisvis, that Taisvis did not learn like the Ran. We mentioned before that the Gemara's Kasha was that, they were speaking about a tzir of Zeviz Egoira, and the Gemara said by Hegdish there's no heter of Zeviz Egoira. So, Why is it no the heter of zevis agoyrim? Because hegdish afilu be'elof loibotl. So the Mimum explained that the Ran learns the whole heter of zevis agoyrim is midinei bittel, and hegdish the mamela. So it's very good. The Gemara hegdish is no dinei, there's no din bittel by hegdish. So mamela. So therefore there's no heter of zevis agoyrim. So the Mimum says that Taisvis didn't learn like the Ran. Taisvis learned that Zeviz Egoirim does not have a heter. That Taisvis learned that Zeviz Egoirim is only by an Issa, a normal Issa. But by an Issa, Chomo, there's no heter of Zeviz Egoirim. That's the criteria. The criteria, when is ever a geirim mutav, then was ever a geirim also, it matters. Like we had before such a svara. The Gemara wanted to say that we found a Tana that holds Zebes HaGoyim as also Rabbi Lezer. So the Gemara says, Eime da Omer Rabbi Lezer v'avoy dezor d'chomer Yisurei v'shar Yisurei minolot. We see such a svara. That the Gemara was toiler the din that Zebes HaGoyim is also d'chomer Yisurei. So Tosfos learns that together. By chomer d'ki Yisurim, then Zebes HaGoyim is also. By normal Yisurim, Zebes HaGoyim is mutter. So Tosfos understood pshat in the Gemara. What does the Gemara mean to say that by Hekdesh is no heter of Zebes HaGoyim? Because it's chomer Yisurim. Where do you see Hekdesh is chomer Yisurim? Because I feel a bell of my bottle. That's how Tosfos understood pshat in the Gemara. That reason that it's not bottles, that is the chomer Yisurim. The reason it's not bottles is because it's a dover she yesh le matirim. Now, the one is said, Kal, that Yeshua Matirim doesn't become bottle. So Taisus did not understand the Gemara. That's how Damna Miluim learns Pshat and Taisus. The Goyin wants to say a little different Pshat and Taisus. The Goyin says that the Gemara says in Beye that you have Eitzim Shal Mukze Shenoshru Biyontev into a Madura Shalait. So you have Mukta the Kaitim, it fell into a fire, so they become bottle. So the Gemara says, I said over Shiashlay Matira, why does it become bottle? So the Gemara says, Kim the Mikle Koli Yesuri, it becomes bottle. Whatever the Oimik Hasvar is, but we see from the Gemara that the din of Dovo Shiashlay Matirim Loy bottle is not applicable by Mikle Koli Yesuri. Whatever the reason is, as I state in the Gemara. So Mamela, the Goyin understood that is Pshat and Taisvis Kasha. Taisvis asks if the whole reason it's not bottle is because it's Adovash Yeshle Matirim. So Mamela, by Mikli Koli Yisuri, it does become bottle. So Mamela, so could be Taisvis also will hold like the Ran. That the din of the heter of Zeves HaGoyim is midine bittel, but here the whole reason it's not bottle is not because of the chayma, nor because of the v'shesh le'matirin, so here it should become bottle. Ba'atzei shlomim avamotze lukme ba'atzei hegdishu b'meizit. You could say another case that there's no din mila. Libet Rav Yehuda. Allah the lavucha the milsa lava bemezit otto birshi yaskina. So memele, so that's why it is speaking about, that the mount is speaking about atzei shlomim. Let us see Rashi. Betela b'masai. So Rashi said, the Gemara asked, why is it also? What is it different than Ola? So the Gemara says, Ola is betela b'masai. And this have a label of the bottle. Hilkach leichemire mishekola benivar isure. Now from Rashi we see that Rashi did not learn like the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz in the Marshal that it is speaking about Zeves HaGoyim. And Rashi we see that mentioned all along the Rosh Yosef is Madaik from Rashi. Rashi in the whole sugya. When Rashi spoke about the heter of Gecholim, Rashi never mentioned one word that Afron Mutter. Rashi always said that Gecholim are Mutter because Kola Yisraene Yisra Be'en. Rashi never said one word that Afron Mutter. We mentioned yesterday that Rosh Yosef says according to Rashi, Afilu Nigborim will be Mutter according to the Chachomim. It's not totally in the heter of Afron. And yesterday we had tried to explain Rashi Shita, that the emerson, the ether of Nigborim, which is also, I mean, let's say, for example, if you have Basa Bacholov, you'll burn Basa Bacholov and make an ether. So that what the ether is also is not because this is a Chepsa Disur, it's not Basa Bacholov anymore. The Isser is, I'm not allowed to use the ether because when I'm using the ether, I'm deriving Hano from the Basa Bacholov, because the Eifer came from Basa Bacholov. So it's a din on the Gavra, not on the Chefze. The Chefze is a Chefze it's called a Isurei. The Isur is not here anymore, when you're not allowed to use the Eifer, because I'm deriving enough from the Bosa B'chola. So since it is called a Isurei, the Isur is not Be'en, so Memele, the path which will come about in such a roundabout way, that means this is a big Chatgadi over here. The Eitzim made Eifer. So the Eifer is coming from the Eitzim. And now this Eifer may pass. So Memele, so since it's Kola, so since it's so Rochik, the benefit that the path is getting from the Eitzim Yisrael, because the path is really becoming we were baking the path from the Eifer. And the Eifer is also Kola Yisurei. No, the Eifer is called deriving benefit from the Atzei Yisrael, from the Bosa B'chol, whatever it is. So Memele says Abchina of Gidule Gidulim, which is not Osa. So Memele, so that was Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha was, what is the difference between Olo and Hegdish? So the Gemara says, B'teile B'masai. That means, by Olo, there's a Musig of Bittl. That means, so therefore, just like there's a Bittl that becomes Bottle B'masayim, so there's a Bittl in Richuk also. That means, even though indirectly the past is deriving benefit from the Ola, that Hano becomes bottle already, because it's indirectly already, it's the Ofo, it's the Eitzim that made the Eifel that made the past. So there's a Din Bittle, it's bottle b'miyutoi, but that's only by something that is applicable by something that there are Dine Bittle. But something, afilu be'elef lay bottle, hegdish afilu be'elef lay bottle. So then, I should ask afilu gidule gidulim. That means, of course, vi nisht vi, it's a hano pute, it's a hano kosho. That's taksame harashi lem shat in the Gemara. The lotion of the Magen Avraham and Simen Tov Mem Hei Sivkot and Hei. He explains, there it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you baked an Eifer of Chomet, the pas is also Bano. So he says, the Magen Avraham explains what the difference is between the Eifer of Ola and the Eifer of Chomet. He says, Eifa of all, he brings down the Lashon of Rashi, Loichomo mishekola v'niva risurei. Abba Duma says, Avol behegdish, tafilo be'alof loibotu, tahano kol shehu miyahava. This is called the hano kol shehu. So Memela, just like by hegdish, the pass is also, she says, hu adin b'chomet, that's be'alof loibotu. It will also be the same thing. So that means, bishlo gabi gecholim, but that's not me, this is pshat in Rashi, and it's gor an under pshat and then Taisvitz. Taisvitz didn't say anything. I mean, on the Taisvitz Rabbeinu Peretz, the Marshal, we wouldn't know Bechlal Pshat in the Gemara. So Trashi Vaita B'lei Mol HaMatzik, V'chayv Kol B'mila, V'chol Dovo Sha'im B'Kdushas HaGuf, K'kayim Behemah Sha'in Eshal Kol B'Nachli Sha'in Ekli Shoris, Kivin Shem Mo Al Boi Yotza Lechulen. This nan ain moyel acha moyel b'mekdoshim ala behem ekli shoras bulvat. That means the first mila automatically takes that luchun. I will call midi achrini me mila rishayne nafke luchulan. The kaimolon ain mila bechol mokim ela shinui shenishtane mekdushosoy. Shenishtane mekdushosoy. But my pasa sura kaidim shenosno a pasa yehesek luchulan. Well, it says ba'atzei shlomim shitvisam lidmei shlomim. It was matvis the eitzim for demei shlomim lemoichan v'likach b'demeim shlomim. So memela there's no din mila. The kochim kalam ein la meila. The lab kochi Hashem kirinim be shekulon lebailim. Vein legvoya behen elo laachas rikas domim esa imurim. Misure miyarechiva alayim. The mila dimitim v'mesechet mila. Not called kochi Hashem because it's kulon lebailim. Alibid Rabbi Yudah Poshel Le Rav Chizda Begdushin Beg Beis Tom Ahegdish Bemeishu Dei Mischalo Im Nenem Imena Bemeishu Lo Yotzo Lachun Hilkach. So Mamela, so we see from Rabbi Yehuda that the halacha of yoytzi lechulam is dependent of the zachiyah mila, ilka b'shlomim shoygik, shoygik the dukem eisad egdish, to lav ne mila nino. So the criteria is, if this achiyah mila na, vachinam yavu motzul amayim hochak shesikei meisad askin, mishesikei mashma shoygik u meisad. Given the motzul, look me ben b'shoygik ben b'meisad, look me, that's what wants to say, that's fine, speaking about, I'd say, shlomim. Kalan is often beshuli peg basel the tumu mafosh elun is often beelun igbo. Veifa hegdish lo ilam osa. Vachin noket gabi hegdish lo ilam. Gabi asheira lo inoket lo ilam. Mishim da asheira yesh lo hefa. Im zirfa aku mebotlo. So asheira kut amol bi mutab. Abul hegdish ein bei bitl. Vachin mafosh beshuli tumu nafi lo ilam osa. Rami Bachoma v'Rav Shmaye ha'efa hegdish lo ilamosu mahadri v'oisa efa sheton gnize koma lo ilamosu v'ze efa shal trumas ha'deshen shalei hoisa me'ile behesayka. One more taisvis chutz ma'atzei ha'sheira. So atzei ha'sheira is the efa rezosa teima l'arashba te'evi kavoidis gilulim shenishtabra me'ileho. Why is atzei ha'sheira that there's no bal yiro bal yemotze. You need treifim. After becomes noisa, stone treifim. Chomet she yeshne be bal yiro bal yemotze. By kolshken she ton treifim. So memele so the zachiyev treifim. Omruloi kol din shaato don chilose lahachmer v'soife lahokel ein edim. So they told him the mechanics of a kal v'chomer is as follows. That a dover hachomo is mechuyev to possess all the chumres of a dover hakal. That is the mechanics of a kal v'chomer. So I can learn out chumres with a kal v'chomer. The dover hachomo has to have chumres. But if this limud brings with it kulus also, so then you can't learn out this limud, because that is not the mechanics of a kal v'chomer. Kol din shato don chilose lahachma. You want to bring chumres in a dover hachomo. But this chumre, in a certain way, is a kule. So then the mechanics of a sefer lokal ain't edin. Now, what you're saying a chumre. It says in the Torah, tashbisu sa'er mi boteich. Now, Kolzman, before Rav Yehuda came, how did we learn Shat Tashbisu? Tashbisu means you have to get rid of it. There are a multitude of ways how to get rid of it. Mefarav Zeruluach, Matul Yom. Rav Yehuda said, no, he originated a Kal V'chomer. No, there's only a special way in Dafke Duch Sreife, which is you're getting rid of it completely. It's completely destroyed. That's the oifen how you have to get rid of Chomet. So he's learning a Chumre. That chomet should be get, you should get rid of chomet in a certain way. So that's a chumre. Fine. So the Gemara says, but this chumre brings with itself a kula. For example, loimotza eitzim l'serfer. What if he can't find eitzim? So before the kal v'chomer, Rabbi Yehuda, if a person didn't find eitzim, so what he's doing, he doesn't have eitzim. So what do you mean? He's mechuyev b'tashbiso. He's mefarav b'zeruach, ma'apal yom, there's a mitzvah tashbiso. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a scarcity of eitzim. So what happens? He sits back. He says, till him now. He's potter. Onus achmona patre. I'm potter from the mitzvah. So mele, everyone else is being mekayim mitzvah tashbiso. And after your limud, he's potter. We made now a kula. A person without eitzim is already potter from the mitzvah. So your kal v'chomer is bringing with it kulas. So memele, so therefore we can't learn such a kal v'chomer. Ba'atayra omro tashbisa soyer min boteichem b'chol dover shata yochel hashbisa. So that means without your drosha, the halacha would have been if a person doesn't have eitzim, he's mechuyev in mitzvah tashbisa. Now after your drosha, this person is potter from tashbisa, onus achmona potre. So we're learning out a kula from your kal v'chomer. That does not work with the mechanics of a kal v'chomer. Zogt Rashi, kol din shata don, shemetchilose ata donoi kedei lahachmer olam. Shreichomo, since this noise is a dover chomo, v'ata mevi loy chomer achas. So forget, since it is chomo, so here's zichet the chumras of the kal.
כדי כמרת, חומץ שהוא בבר ירו, אין עדין שטון שריפה. וסויפה נמצא שחיימה שאתה מייסף אולוב גוירם לילוק. אין עדין, שרי הדין מלמד שיהיה חומו. The mechanics of a קבל חיימה is that this noise I should have all more חומרס, והרי הוא מקילוי. שאם לא ימוצו עצם יושב ויבוטו, בתמיה. אף על גב נאמרים בפרק כמה לרב יהודה אבל בשעס ביורי השבסוסוי בכל דובו so רשי לשיטו say we had המהיר דיקה מחלוקס רשי and תויסס what pshat in this memory רשי holds that according to רבי יהודה when is a mitzvah שריפה שלוי בשעס ביור שעו חמישס and שעו שישס already רשי holds that השבסוסוי בכל דובו רשי says No, or Shoshishi, Shaloi Bishas Biyuri Betchila Sheish V'chol Sheish. That's called Shaloi Bishas Biyuri. Abo Bishas Biyuri B'sheva, Shemuzum in Aterish B'sose B'chol Dov. So Bameilo, so Rashi holds that Shas Biyuri is Shoshishis, Shaloi Bishas Biyuri is Shoshishis, and Shas Biyuri is B'sose B'chol Dov is Shoshvis. So Bameilo, So Rashi had a problem. So what's the chumra over here? It's Shah Shvius. He also is Moidash Basasei Bechol Dovos. He's not getting away with any kulas over here. That means that we're talking about Minatayre. Minatayre, the chiyuv starts where it becomes also B'Shah Shvius. B'Shah Shvius, he does everything like the Chachamim. That's Basasei Bechol Dovos. So where do you find that kulas? That's Rashi's kasha. Ba'afel gav domin neper kamel rab yudah avol b'shaz b'yurash b'sose b'chol dovo gabi b'luktayu. Mi yikulu b'mishu roitze lotzais b'shayore oi d'rishash makes roitze lasis oitze d'asma yed that's another case chavzayin amet beis Oy, hoise beitze oitza besech lamit. Oy, hoise beitze oitza besech shloishim. Tamrinen zokek levaya. Shein eitzim lesofi ye yeshev a bottle v'lo yivaren. Now, this is Amir Dike Rashi. This Rashi, let's speak about yoitza b'sho. We're speaking about a deraisa dike kal v'chayma. So Rashi veis tachoyis a yoitza b'sho yoratev shloishim eschayim v'natoyret b'mevaya. So now it's Tev Shloishim, he's going, the Shayore is leaving. Now he has 5 minutes to take care, he has a house full of chomets. So according to the Chachomim, so in these 5 minutes he goes and takes the chomets and he takes the chomets and Mefar was a little chamatul yom. He has to get rid of the chomets, it's mutul all of to be mavar the chomets. That's the zman hashbosef according to him. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he looks around, there's no eitzim, doesn't have any matches, he can't burn it, I go to talk. So he leaves the chametz there. So Mamela, that is the case according to Rashi. Now, there are a few kashas that the Achronim ask on this sugya. One kasha the Shagasaya asks, according to Rashi, let him be mevatel the chametz. He can't be mashbis the chametz, let him be mevatel the chametz. Can't burn the chametz, let me mevatel chametz. So what'll be? I mean, this is my rash. So the tzlach brings down that the kolboy is a bakante kolboy that says that bittel does not help on chametz yedua. So the kolboy brought a raya from this rashi. There's a whole makor that bittel does not help on chametz yedua. It's from this rashi. It's letting me mevatel the chametz. It's a raya that bittel does not help on chametz yedua. You have to burn it. You can't be mevatel. That's one mahalach. The Tzlach himself wants to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the bittel doesn't help because if he says ein biyachomet elas reife, so you need reife. That's what Rashi says that the Torah says tashbisu tevatlon. It's you make an offer. This is only according to the Rabbonon that there's no special ifanim. How to get rid of the chametz? So if I get rid of it in my mind, it's also getting rid of it. It's to make an offer of eifer, offer b'machshove, offer kapon. That's also good. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that mefarav v'zoy luluch is no good. It's no good. You have to burn it. It's a bezunder aloch of sreife. The bittel also won't help. So it's a kula. That's what the tzlach wants to say. Alibed Rabbi Yehuda. According to the other rishonim, this kasha is not shver. According to the other rishonim, we're speaking about Rashi made in the kimtei. According to the other rishonim, according to shittas ha'taisvus, this man as boss is after chatzais. This man is already. This man is he can't be mevatel. The kasha finds sich nicht on. The whole kasha is only according to Rashi. Now the shagasaya asks another kasha. According to let's say the other rishonim, not like Rashi. So we'll say it'll be yoshev a bottle. It'll be yoshev a bottle. He has let's speak about shoshvius. That shoshvius, that's when this man's reif starts. Shoshvius, he won't have eitzim, will be yoshev a bottle. Like the Shagasai, he won't be yoshev a bottle. There's bal yiro. He learns this bal yiro. Yishay shoyis olamayla. So he's going to get rid of it. I mean, he won't. We're not creating any kulis. That means what everyone else has to do, he'll do also. He'll have to get rid of the chametz al talav of bal yiro. He won't sit back. He'll have to get rid of the chametz of bal yiro. But Rabbi Yehuda said, if there's eitzim, you have to burn it to be mekai mitzvah tashbisu. But get rid of it, he'll have to get rid of it. Because of bal yiro, that's the shagas ayis kash. So the Chazanish wants to say a teretz nafkemin will be how he'll be mefarav b'zayir l'ruach. Does he have to do it himself, or can he make a kotel to do it, or make a goya shliach to do it? So according to the chachomim, there's a mitzvah of tashbisu. You have to be mad. You can't make a goy now a shliach. He's going to be baidik tomorrow and tell a goy to be mefarav b'zayir l'ruach. And shliach la, shliachas lakam, and shliachas lakotel. You have to do it yourself. So according to the Chomim, al tzkiyim mitzvahs tashbisu, you have to do it yourself. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't have any eitzim. So I'm potter. Al the mitzvah of tashbisu, I'm potter. Bal yiroi, al bal yiroi can tell a goy or a kotel also to do it. That's an eitzim how to answer this kashin. Let us see Taisvah. Taisvah says, "Ein bi yachometz al asreif." Nira da halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda, the sosam lontane kevosi perik basra de tmu. In taimam, so he passed on like Rabbi Yehuda. So ein bi yachometz al asreif. Chometz is min anasraf. In taimam came behoda omar Rabbi Yehuda suka ein ne heges. Ela ba'ar ba minim shabaluba. Rabbi Yehuda said that you can only be mesachach the suka with the dalad minim. Madoch mitzvahs lulav shein noyeg ela bayoyim nidalad minim suke shein heges bayoyim abalayla yizich nidalad minim. She could only be mesachich with the dalad minim. That's Rabbi Kalbachem and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yehuda, so kol kavo kol din shetchilos el achme v'soif el hokol ein din. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, what if you can't find the dalad minim? So you potter from sukkis because they are anonymous. So Mamela, that's how the Chachamim slugged up Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Weiss, somehow doesn't hold up the spirche, kol din shet chilosoi, lachma psoich of the hokalei nedin. So comes that, so Taisus ask, if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that chometz is min anishofen, so then, al pi that cheshmen, we have to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that suke is dafke from the dalad minim, and we have to be consistent. The Malay Roim wants to find for Taisus Kashi wants to say we had mentioned before that Bethlehem as an eitz it could be mevatel the chometz. Not a kula, it could be mevatel. If you want to eat, it could be mevatel the chometz. So he said, no, boss, after Shoshvius, it's also Bahano. So chometz is only also Bahano according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda learned that chometz of Nei Pesach is also Bahano.
according to Rab Shimon, the big machlokes rishonim, if Rabbi Chesmel Chometz should be mutabano according to Rab Shimon. After Tosfos says later, Chav Chesem at Beis Take, Chav Chesem at Beis, according to Ablasika Tachsav Shila Mutal Rab Shimon, Tosfos says Klaus mutabano according to Rab Shimon. So Memele, so according to Rab Shimon, you can be Mevatel Chometz, Misheva ad Ha'erev. So Memele, so Zuktam Loi Aroyim, a beautiful Teretz. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Lishi Tosoi, Rabbi Yehuda holds, that chometz is also ba'ano erev Pesach. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't be mevatel the chometz. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a kula, sefer lahakel. He doesn't have eitzim, so he can't do anything. He's potter, he can't do anything. But according to that's what he wants to say. But according to us, lahalacha, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda because we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. That chometz lifnei zman is mutabano, so it's not safe lahakel. If he can't find eitzim, it'll be mavatalit. Yeshloim ataisus answered docha kaimolon ke Rabbi Yehuda mishum din acher the yalef amemetzino. Later we can have a second limud. He says this limud al tzkavuchaim is taken out a good limud because it's safe lahakel. Yama Matsin, Avagav Domele Chata Seif, Oshem Tali Yechicho Vishasik, Mikomokam Ledidon, Tzvilan Kirabonon, Lamechata Zvoshem Besreif, and Veleke Techia. That we'll see later on the Avchav Chesem Adalev, the Pirchan Rabbi Yehuda, and it's only Rabbi Yehuda Lashitos.